Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I am Kate Spencer.
And I am Dori Shafrir.
And we are not experts.
But we are two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And we love to do that on mini episodes.
We do.
Where we answer your questions, we receive your comments.
You leave us voicemails. It's all a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun. And before we get started, listeners, if you would ever like to leave us a voicemail, you can reach us at 781-591-0390. And our email is forever35podcast@gmail.com.
Both of those things are true.
We're not lying.
We're going to kick things off with an update.
An exciting update.
A very exciting update.
Hi, Kate and Dori. I'm the listener who called in a couple of weeks ago about trying to have an orgasm. Thank you so much for your many ideas and for encouraging me to insist on my own pleasure. I really appreciate that. I had a little vibrator years ago, but it didn't really do the job, so I got a new one after reading many positive reviews about that. Holy shit, those things are awesome. I wish I'd gotten one sooner. And I can now say that I have had an orgasm. I'm really looking forward to using it together with my husband and putting some of your other ideas into play, too, so I can have one during sex with him. Thank you again for being too very funny, wise, feminist places that I love hearing every week.
What an update.
I screamed when I heard that voicemail and then frantically texted Dori in excitement.
I mean,
we're so pumped. We're so happy for you.
We're so happy for you. This is so exciting. Congratulations.
Congratulations. And I think we will be having, there's more sex tips coming in. So if anybody has them, feel free to keep them coming.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're embracing them and excited to share them. So thank you so much for that update, listener. We've got another voicemail.
Okay. Let's hear it.
Hold on here.
Hey, Kate and Dori. This is Brenda from Virginia. I just left the Virginia Forever 35 meetup. The very first one, there were four of us total, three people at Sephora, and then another three people at brunch, and one person sort of, one person left from Sephora and one person joined at brunch, and it was great and it was awesome.
Aww.
Question for you ladies. Can you try on the new tubing mascara that you both got on the Sephora sale together on Instagram? Kind of like when you did those masks that one time when you first started the Instagram account. I'd love to see how the tubing mascara works for each of you. And I hope that it's awesome because I really want to try it. Also, I picked up a sample of that illuminating under eye concealer and can't wait to try it out. Thanks, ladies. Have a great day.
Well, one, can we just say how cool it is that we have listeners in Virginia and they all met each other?
Yeah, that's really cute.
And they went to a Sephora? I mean, that's so cool.
It's really cute.
It's so neat.
Thank you for telling us that.
Yeah, that made my freaking day to hear that y'all just got together.
Totally.
So I want to say that, yes, I'm going to speak for both Dori and I, but Dori, I think you're on board. Yes, we want to do a live mascara tubing video.
Well, Kate, you know what?
What?
I'm wearing it right
Dori,
now.
I am too, but I'm not wearing the one that we both bought.
Oh, I am. Okay. I'm wearing the Blink.
Talk to me.
I feel like it's making my lashes look sort of spidery.
I have to say, I'm underwhelmed by the Blink tubing mascara.
Like, I feel like it's a little, first of all, on one eye, it was sort of clumpy.
Mm.
And then I also felt like it was just making them sort of like long and scraggly.
And how do you like them to look, like thick and voluminous?
Kind of more on the voluminous side. Length is not my issue. I have long lashes. Oh. So, you know.
You're trying to thicken them up.
I'm trying to just make them pop.
Girl, I feel you.
Did I make them pop?
They look good, but I'm actually going to say, do you have any other eye makeup on?
I have a little bit of eyeshadow.
Interesting. I think I prefer your other mascara.
I think I prefer it too.
Now, last night I went to Target under the ruse of buying my child a hat. Mm-hmm. And then of course I took a detour to the skincare and beauty aisle and I found the L'Oreal tubing mascara that has been recommended to us by many listeners.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm wearing today. And so far, I like how it looks on my eyes better than the Blink mascara that I got from Sephora. Now, I don't know if I'm doing something wrong, but when I've taken off the Blink mascara, it's not coming off. I thought also, maybe I'm dumb. I thought like actual tubes were going to be coming off my eyelashes. It's just like little crumbles.
This is my first time wearing it, so I don't know.
I truly, like listening to people describe it, it sounded like all these fun little tubes fell all over their face.
Oh.
Instead, it's just been kind of like crumbly mascara. So Blink has underwhelmed me. So far, Dory's not impressed, but we will do a live video and maybe we can take it off and see what we think.
Yeah. I'm also wearing the It Cosmetics concealer today.
How do you like that?
I think I got the wrong shade.
What makes you say
that?
What
do you think?
I think you look dandy.
You do?
Yeah. Do you think it's too dark or too light?
I think it's too light.
I can see. Now that you say that, I can see it.
Uh-huh.
But I
feel like I have the thing where I have like the white ring around my eye.
I would have not said that unless you had said it.
I meant to get the medium shade and I somehow ended up with the light.
Let me see what I have here. Maybe we can do a little makeup tutorial
test. I think I'm going to bring it back. I think this is too light on me.
This Sephora sale's kind of been not the best one for us.
Well, those are just two products.
Oh, okay. Well, you did have quite a haul.
I did have quite a haul. And I actually think I like the way the It Cosmetics concealer goes on. And I think it does a good job concealing, which is its job. But I just think I got the wrong shade.
Okay. Well, so I would look forward to hearing how your return goes.
Oh, thank you.
Should we take a little break here?
Yeah, let's take a short break.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I think it's safe to say that we have suffered through bras. We've been uncomfortable in them. We've devoted whole episodes to finding good ones. But I'm here to say enough is enough. Enough. Enough.
I mean, drawn the line. Dory, have I ever told you what I did in college when I needed a bra to wear with a fancy dress?
What?
I cut the top of pantyhose and then I duct taped that to my chest.
Oh. Sounds uncomfortable.
Because I didn't have honey love when I was in college.
No. Well, we are here to say no more being uncomfortable. With Honey Love's bras, you will wonder why it took so long to make something so comfortable and so supportive. There's no underwire, but through some kind of wonderful magic, they managed to not sacrifice lift. All while making it in a fabric that's so comfortable, you barely know it's there. Especially the crossover bra. I wear one of these almost every day. I'm wearing one right now because it's so comfortable and it easily fits into my life. But if you like a breathable and versatile legging, Honeylove has you covered on that front too. Plus, they have tanks, shapewear, and their V-bra that has molded cups still without the underwire to keep you from getting that dreaded uniboob effect.
other more relaxed bras tend to give you. So treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/forever. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/forever. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support our show and tell them we send you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
You know, one thing I think is really kind of interesting about skin, my skin, but all skin, is that like what it needs now in my 40s is not what I needed in my 30s.
Totally.
Definitely not what I needed in my 20s. But like, how are you supposed to know what your skin needs?
It's hard. It's hard to know.
Especially when there's just like so many products out there. The overwhelm is real. It's a struggle to even know how to get the results you want, what products to start with. This is why we're super excited to partner with Apostrophe. Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed medications that are clinically proven to help. I have used Apostrophe. I love it. They will pair you with a board-certified dermatologist who literally creates a personalized treatment plan for your skin. I have done this a few times now. It is so easy to do their online consultation. You upload photos. And like within a few weeks, I had done the consultation and received my treatment plan and my product.
Amazing.
And that is how I became a tretinoin gal. I love the tretinoin that they sent me. I love their sunscreen. Both products have been amazing on my skin. And you, Forever 35 listeners, can get a special deal from Apostrophe. You can get your first visit for only $5. That's at apostrophe.com/forever35 when you use our code forever35. Now, that is a savings of $15. I like that. This code is only available to Forever 35 listeners. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/forever35 and click get started. And then use our code forever35 at sign up and you will get your first visit for only $5. Thank you, Apostrophe, for sponsoring this episode.
So, Kate, this next email.
Yes, Dory.
I love it too. I also have to say, I was at the gym today, and when I was in the locker room, a woman who I guess I would identify, I don't know who she is, but I would identify her as an influencer, was on the phone with someone discussing the life of an influencer.
Really?
Yes. She's like, oh, well, yeah, you know, at that hotel, I get 35% off. And
what a life.
She was offering to introduce the person she was on the phone with to her influencer agent. Anyway,
I'm
going to read this email. All right. I'm almost 30 and I live in LA, where you frequently meet playboys, actors, narcissists, Instagram models. But what do you do when you actually fall for it? I have always had so much self-respect, but 2 years ago, I met a YouTube star a few years younger than me and we had a little fling. He is the hottest guy I've ever been with and said all the right things. And after a few amazing nights, ghosted me. I literally couldn't get over it, possibly due to my pride, since I've never been played before. It so much consumed me that I blocked him from all communication in order to move on. Now, 2 years later, he's started to resurface, and I find myself obsessing over him again. He's playing the same games with me, and of course, when he does give me attention, it sweeps me off my feet. To my better judgment, I'm totally eating it up. I have a few friends and we have shared stories and his quote lines and actions are the same as what they hear from guys that play them. Is there a Bible all these guys share? How do you free yourself from these people? Send help.
I mean,
look, if you are hooking up with Logan Paul,
God,
get away from him.
I do want to know who the YouTuber is, just out of pure nosiness.
I'm sure I have no idea who they are.
I know. I'm a 40-year-old woman. No clue.
But I am fascinated
by
this.
Yes, we are curious. If you just want to zap the name to us, we won't tell.
Yeah.
So I think when you ask, how do you free yourself from these people, you do what you did before.
Yeah, totally.
You did it. You have the power to free yourself from this person who is only going to do this again. Mm-hmm. So free yourself.
Yeah. You got to block him.
Block, 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 block.
And you just, I know it's fun and intoxicating to be with a charismatic narcissist.
Mm, especially a hot one.
Especially a hot one, especially a famous one.
Yes, all of that.
You
get it.
You feel special, but fuck this guy. He is not worthy of you.
Not at all.
And if you open the door a crack, he is going to just slide right into there.
Yeah. Don't let him have any access to you or your, I want to say your beauty, but I mean like your inside and out beauty, yeah. Not just your physical beauty.
Look, it's tempting to say, oh yeah, just, you know, go in with it with your eyes wide open and just have like a friends with benefits situation. But you already know you are going to get your heart broken.
Yeah. And you already know this guy is intoxicating.
You already know this guy is intoxicating and a dick.
Be free of this.
So free yourself. I would also say, like, try to get on Tinder, get on Bumble, get on Hinge.
I just heard about Hinge this weekend.
Go on a million dates with other people.
There are quality people to be had in this vapid town.
Yes.
They're here.
They are here.
And you are worthy of them. And they might be a YouTube star. I'm sure there are non-narcissistic YouTube stars out there.
Really?
I hope so. I like some of them.
I doubt it.
Zoella? You know Zoella Doyle?
I do. But she's so British. Cute. She's not even in LA. So, All right. Keep us posted. And let us know who it is.
Yeah.
More please importantly. Email us.
But good luck. You're worth way more than this dude. So, and that's, do they all have the same Bible that they share?
I think so.
Mm-hmm. It's called the douchebag book.
Yeah.
Oh, we've got another email.
Okay.
Oh. Okay. So this listener starts with a very nice compliment. Thank you for making this podcast. We appreciate you listening, listener. Here we go. Today, I was waiting in line at the store, flipping through Instagram, and I saw Kate's post commemorating her mom's birthday. It was such a sweet tribute, and I had to quickly blink back tears so I wouldn't be that crazy lady crying at Old Navy. My mom would also have turned 68 this year. She died 8 years ago when I was 28, and she never had the chance to meet my husband or my daughter. My own little girl is 2.5 now, and I want so much for her to know how special her grandmother was. I talk to my daughter about my mom and show her pictures, but it doesn't feel like enough. Kate, I loved the idea of having cake to celebrate your mom's birthday. What other things do you do to share your mother with your daughters? Do you think they feel a connection to this person they've never met?
So, I'm going to give this over to you.
Okay. Yeah. So I will tell you, one person who I follow who writes about grief is Claire Bidwell Smith. And she has two daughters and now a little baby son. And I follow her on Instagram. I've also read two of her books. And she really talks a lot and makes a point of celebrating her parents' birthdays with her kids. Like they make their cakes and it's kind of like a really fun, special activity. And that's where I got the idea maybe a couple years ago to actually honor my mom's birthday and talk to my daughters about it. Now, my kids are older than yours. Mine are 7 and 5. They also never had a chance to meet my mother. And that was very hard for me, especially when they were little. I would like obsessively like show them pictures and they were babies. But I think the older they get, the more you just comfortably incorporate your mom's presence into your life together and make it a very natural, you know, everyday thing. I think they will feel a connection to her. I talk about my mom a lot now that my kids are older. I share stories. I especially use stories of like when my mom and I would fight or have like a challenging moment, you know, to kind of also like teach my kids that like now we have these feelings with each other. And there are pictures of my mom everywhere. And luckily I have a family who's very open in discussing people who have passed. I think sometimes it can be really hard. But my father and brother and my stepmom, everybody's all open to it. So I think that is the best way to just kind of make it feel comfortable for them, answer questions that they might have, let them know that you're open to answering any questions about your mom. And not, you know, you don't need to force information on them, but I think they'll come to it and be curious about it. The other thing I do is I do something on the day that she died. And sometimes I do stuff like that with my kids, but I have not told them yet. I think last year we went to Disneyland, but I wasn't like, this is my dead mom's death day celebration. Right. But it was just for me, it was like, I just want to be with my family and not, you know, and I think this year I went to the spa by myself. So I think anything you want to do to incorporate your mom's existence into their lives, I think you can make celebrating your mom a tradition in a way that doesn't feel morbid. And even if it is a little morbid, who cares? Life is morbid.
Totally.
Death is a part of life. And I really appreciate you reaching out and thank you for following me on Instagram. And I cry at Old Navy all the time. All the time.
It's a good place to cry. They also have bathrooms.
They do. And they have very big dressing rooms. Mm-hmm. And they have a lot of fast fashion you can wipe your tears away with,
yep.
which I then purchase. So I hope that helps. I can think a little bit more about other like grief people to follow, but I think Claire Bidwell Smith might be a great one for you to just check out. She's wonderful.
It shouldn't be so hard or expensive to find furniture that exudes elegance, sophistication, and a touch of luxury. And we're happy to say that today's sponsor article makes getting quality furniture as easy as checking the pieces out online. Thanks to their online-only model, they have some really great manageable prices. Article believes in delightful design for every home, so you can get to creating a space that truly reflects your personal style. I now have a space that is quite outfitted in Article, and I have to tell you how not just like seamless, but truly enjoyable the ordering and shipping process was. It was extremely fast. It's affordable, very convenient because I got to pick the delivery time and they sent me updates every step of the way. It was like they knew that I was an obsessive checker on shipping and they were like, we see you, we honor you, and we're going to support that journey for you. As Dory knows, I have a beautiful bench from Article right when you enter my home. I have some gorgeous planters and then my favorite, my kind of like surprise favorite piece from Article are the blankets I have gotten for my sofa that my family all hogs, including my dogs. My dogs love these blankets so they're like throws on our couch. The dogs try to monopolize them.
Dogs are such blanket hogs.
They know a soft blanket when they see one, I gotta say. So their endorsement, honestly, their endorsement says more than mine ever could. That's how soft these blankets are. Article has all kind of curated furniture from mid-century modern or coastal to industrial, Scandi, boho. So no matter what style you're leaning toward, they have got something for you. And you could really do like every room in your house in a different kind of style if you wanted to. And with Article's team of designers, no matter what piece or how many, you're sure to find the perfect balance between style, quality, and price. Article is offering Forever 35 listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim it, visit article.com/forever, and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/forever for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Well, Dory, we're going to end on a voicemail.
Great.
Hey, guys. I have a bathroom etiquette question, and I feel like you girls are the only ones who I can ask this to. So when you go into a stall, like I work in an office building, so you go into one of the stalls, to the right is a toilet dispenser, to the left is the little box with the little paper bags in there for like all your period stuff. But my question is, what the etiquette would be? Do you use it like trash can and you throw like your pad, your tampon or whatever in there and leave it for whoever cleans the bathroom to remove? Or are you supposed to put it in those paper bags, roll it up, and bring that out of the stall with you and throw that in the garbage can? Because I feel really weird just leaving it in there. It feels like the cleaning person has to get pretty darn close to all my business, and that seems unnecessary. But I've seen it used like a trash can often. So, girl, what's the deal with this? Can you share some etiquette with me? I don't know what to do. Thanks.
I always thought those were there to dispose of your tampons and pads.
Yes. I believe, listener, it is a trash can.
Yeah.
And I love that you called with this question because there are so many things in the world that like you just, no one ever tells us what those are.
Totally.
You just kind of have to assume and move on your way. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that you can wrap up your sanitary products in some toilet paper and throw them in there and they are like a trash can. Mm-hmm. And that whoever is cleaning the bathroom will remove that bag from the depository, whatever you call those tiny weird period trash cans, and throw them away.
Yeah.
And I think you can just leave it at that. I have never seen anyone come out of the stall with like one of the bags.
Me neither.
I don't think that's what it's for.
Yeah, I don't think that's a thing.
But I have seen in some bathrooms like a stack of little bags that I guess are where you're supposed to. You've seen that, right?
Well, you can put the stuff in the little bag and then put it in the little trash can in the stall.
Right, right. But if there are no little bags available, just
toss it in.
Toilet paper, yeah. Toss it in.
Yeah.
I did think this was when the voicemail first started. I thought it was going to be about pooping at work.
Mm.
One of my favorite topics.
Another really good topic.
Somebody call us with a pooping at work question.
I feel like we've discussed pooping at work.
We have?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we have.
It never gets old.
No, it really doesn't. Yeah, because I think we encourage someone to poop at work. And we did, because I was like, men love to poop at work because they think they're getting paid to poop.
And meanwhile, I would go to like other floors.
Right.
Because why? Who knows? Weird anxiety.
No, I get it. All right. Well, on that note.
Why did I go there? Thank you so much, everybody, for writing and calling in. We love answering your questions and hearing from you. Yeah, so keep it up.
Do it more. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.